Chapter 34. The Mexican Tailor. Sidney Grice was in the hall before Jerry had finished speaking.
"Flask!" he barked at Molly.
"I've only got two pair of hands,"
she grumbled, thundering into the basement.
"Cloak!"
he snapped at me.
"Where did you leave him?"
he rapped at Jerry.
"The old biscuit warehouse on the corner of Grady Street."
"And Durrant Road?"
Mr. G whipped his Ulster coat off the stand.
"You left him there alone?"
"Not much choice," Jerry protested. "I told him to hide and went back soon as I could. Been up in Dan Limehouse all night, I have."
My guardian donned his hat.
"Was he armed?"
"No," I confessed and put on mine. He pulled on his gloves and selected a cane which I recognized as one of his sword sticks by the curved gouge along the shaft, caused by his fight with the Mexican tailor in The Mystery of the Unsmoked Bloater. Molly came galloping back with her employer's bottle of tea.
"Marylebone Police Station,"
he instructed Jerry.
"But we must go to Limehouse," I protested.
"Is there something that fascinates you about that area?"
He pushed the cork in more firmly.
"Or do you hope to relive your escapade?"
"But that is where Peter is."
"It is where you left him."
He rammed the flask into his satchel.
"But if you were listening, you would know that your accomplice has quit his post, whether voluntarily or under duress remains to be established."
"But we must go to look for him," I protested.
"Do you know the area better than Dawson?"
Mr. G demanded.
"Even assuming your accomplice is still there, the courts and alleyways would have to be drastically simplified before they could begin to be classified as a maze, and you cannot buy information there, not even for money."
I knew my godfather was right, and that we could trawl Limehouse for a month and achieve nothing. But I could not help feeling we should be more actively searching.